This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Better Together proposal to merge St. Louis and St. Louis County has spurred intense discussions since it came out in January, and questions over what the entire proposal would mean for the region continue to come in from our listeners. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis spoke with several listeners through our Curious Louis series.
The first question has to do with transparency over where the information used to base a proposal came from.
My name is Diane McGee, and I'm from the unincorporated South St. Louis County area. Since 2013, Better Together has said they're doing studies to see the fiscal outcome of the city-county merger, and I'd like to know where these studies are published.
So Better Together has a list of the studies the organization conducted, dating back to their first study in 2014.
All of our studies are available on our website, bettertogetherstl.com. If you scroll down on that homepage, there's a green button that says research, and that takes you to a page that has all of our various studies from that time period as well.
That's Marius Johnson Malone, a spokesperson for Better Together. Officials said those studies, along with the For the Sake of All report and researching other city-county mergers, help with crafting the final recommendations. The next question comes from Gary Lauderman. He asks, are there any additional mergers in the U.S., and what's the status of those mergers? Well, Louisville, Indianapolis, and Nashville are often cited as the other cities that have gone through similar city-county mergers. But they aren't the only ones in the U.S. Philadelphia became a consolidated government in 1854, but many of those government functions didn't merge until 1952. Residents from Pittsburgh have also debated the pros and cons of a potential consolidation with Allegheny County. The city has faced financial turmoil and debt over the past few decades, and proponents of a merger argue the decision would eliminate duplicate services and government positions. But talks of a Pittsburgh merger have quieted over the past year. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf recently terminated Pittsburgh's status as a financially distressed city in 2018. City officials say state interference was necessary to strengthen the city. Next question.
My name is Lissa Klein. I'm from North County. Why is the proposed new executive position so much stronger than the St. Louis mayor's position or the current county position when trends in the county are to reduce that power?
Well, it's no secret that one of the most controversial aspects of the initial Better Together petition was over how it would position County Executive Steve Stenger as the mayor for the city and the county following the merger. In the initial petition, Stenger would start his tenure at the beginning of 2021 and would remain in that position through 2024. But things have changed. Better Together submitted a new petition in late March, putting whoever is the county executive and city mayor in January 21 as the joint heads of government. Residents would then vote for a metro mayor in 2022. Thanks for your questions. You can ask more on our website through our Curious Louis page. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.